Hey, this is Lil Joe from Chicago. You're listening to the Piedmont Report by the one and only Danny Do That Mudcat. And he are socking soul out of mold to you with all the great sounds of Georgia and elsewhere. Stick and stay and listen and enjoy.
Welcome, everyone, to the Piedmont Report. This is a very special week because this week we're interlacing with our beautiful Piedmont music excerpts from Wendell Berry's conversation on Hopes for Humanity, given in 2013 at Kentucky's St. Catherine College. Now, Wendell, if you don't know, is a poet, a writer, a farmer, and an activist living on his family farm in Kentucky. Now, if you want to find out more, go to theberrycenter.org. You can find out what you can do to preserve our agriculture and how we can resettle America, get people back out there in the country growing food. This week begins with Robert Lee Coleman doing Mama Told Me Not to Play Those Old Blues and Kinfolk. Now, Robert will be part of the Mentor Series at the Northside Tavern in Atlanta, Georgia on January 5th. Then we hear Beverly Watkins and Curtis Smith with Impeach Me, followed by Chickens and Pigs, Your Mama Smile. Jesse Fuller will give us The Way You Treat Me. Then we hear Dr. Dixon with Evan's Shovel and Greasy Greens. Now, he will be appearing at the Northside Tavern Mentor Series on January 6th, right here in Atlanta, Georgia, followed by the Blues Doctor, Drink Small, with So Sweet. Enjoy.
Told me in 64, say, boy, you're not play no more blues no more. You're gonna always keep some woman knocking at my door. It's your house and your key. Mama, won't you please go ahead and let me be? Cause I'm gonna play these old blues. Terry said about me. I had a gal, her name Lou. Oh boy, she knows what to do. There's another good reason I got to play this old blues.
Like to talk about the future very much because it doesn't exist and we don't know anything about it. But one thing we know right now is that people want to be healthy, and to be healthy you have to have a diverse diet. And diverse agriculture employs a lot more people than monoculture. So you imagine people moving out into the landscape because it'll pay them to do it. It'll be what we now vulgarly call job creation.
But this will take a lot of patience.
It'll take a long time.
Do we have time given what agribusiness is doing?
We don't have a right to ask that question. We have to ask what's the right thing to do and go ahead and do it and take no thought for the morrow.
We'll be right back.
Mama may not like you, Daddy don't know. But what I see in you, honey, they would never know. I need to get myself together. I need to be out on my own. Y'all don't hear me. Ain't gonna never have no good times until I leave them kinfolks alone together. Sister told me, brother, you all leave that guy alone. Can't you see what to do to my every time you bring her home? Oh, get yourself together, boy. You all gonna be out on your own. You ain't gonna never have no good times until you leave them kinfolks alone together. You know what I told her? I said, there comes a time in everybody's life you need to be out on your own. Can't live with your kinfolks, cause they won't leave them alone. We ought to get ourselves together, people. We ought to be out on our own. Y'all are here. We ain't gonna never have no good times until we leave them kinfolks alone. Like me, Daddy like me too. Your baby sister getting mad with me every time I look at you. You ought to get yourself together, gal. You ought to be out on your own. We ain't gonna ever have no good times until we leave them kinfolks alone. Look here, last straw. Mama went to the preacher with tears in her eyes. My son done made a mistake, he done took himself to pride. The preacher said, you ought to get yourself together, gal. You ought to leave that boy alone. He ain't gonna ever have no good time until he leave y'all his boys alone.
Woman, you've been cheating, conniving and lying, dipping and dodging and stuff like that. I can't. You know, I just can't be bothered no more.
Confess me, baby. Please let me go free. Baby,
angel, my woman, I've got the upper hand. When I get through exposing you, you won't get a wide-haired man. What I heard from the neighbor today, it really made me sick. I got a name for you, baby.
This is Jeff Evans with Chickens and Pigs, and you're on the Piedmont Report with Blues 411 Radio.
Your mama's smile light up the sky like a bottle rocket shot straight in your eye. Your mama's smile, wrinkles and all, letting you know she ain't gonna let you fall. She was here, now she's gone. Your mama smile, watching you carry on. Your mama smile, I never knew could split a photograph half in two. Polaroids fade, bones turn to dust. Hang on to your memories, don't let them rust. She was here, now she's gone. Your mama's smile lingers on. Your mama's smile, just half of her world. Mama smiled, your mama cried, gave birth three little girls. Your mama smiled, cradle your soul. All that she knew, all that she wouldn't say. you're not alone. Fly up through the blue clouds, bring the rain home. Your mama's smile lives in your dreams. You and your mama sleeping in the same bed. Don't you worry now, don't you moan. Your mama's smile is now your own. She was here, now she's gone. Your mama's smile is now your own.
Putting people on the land, enough people on the land to take proper care of it and pay them decently for doing it. The fact that we in our families know the history of people having to leave the country because they couldn't make a living there is the history of rural America. But that they left because they couldn't make a living is an indictment of our land policies. The idea that you have to go somewhere else, that you have to leave a fertile country in order to make a living is preposterous. And it's a result of the wrong idea of what we mean by making a living in the first place. To make a living is not to make a killing, it's to have enough.
Didn't baby, you're the only one. I wait for you from night to sun to sun. Where you treat me, baby, the dirty shame. Where you treat me, keep my heart in pain. When I try to lie down, get the good night rest. You start to kicking up a storm of dust and ain't ready to go to bed yet. If you don't change your way gonna lead you to your grave. And have a lots of fun. Don't you try to put me on the bottom of the shelf, trying to ride a few horses down. When I first met you, you were so nice and kind. Now the way you treat me, baby, gonna drive me out of my mind. If you don't treat me, baby, I'm gonna have to leave you behind. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Dixon, PhD, blues harmonica doctor. I'm going to do a little Walter tune called Evan Shuffle. Sam, and at the time it was Peg Leg Sam's last tour. He was a great medicine show harmonica player, and one of the songs that he did called Greasy Greens is one of my favorite songs. Let's have some Greasy Greens, y'all. Mama, can I have some greens? 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 Can I have some cornbread too? Can I have some cornbread too? Can I have some cornbread too? And some ham hocks too. Pot liquor, serve some greens, they mighty fine, when they clean.
I live on the Kentucky River. I know that it's got stuff in it that nobody is talking about. I know it has. For one thing, the native black willows are gone from the shores. For some reason, they can't live by the Kentucky River anymore. As a resident of the Kentucky River Valley, I feel directly as a threat. If the willows can't live there, how sure can I be that I'll continue to be able to live there? That's why we went down to the governor's office. This is intolerable. There's no excuse for it. And there's no justification for the permanent destruction of the world. My belief, and I've written out of it for many years, is that the world and our life in it are conditional gifts. We have the world to live in and the use of it to live from on the condition that we will take good care of it. And to take good care of it, we have to know it, and we have to know how to take care of it. And to know it and to be willing to take care of it, we have to love it.
Hey, mama. Hey, girl. Don't you hear me calling you so sweet, so sweet. My mama so sweet. Yeah, baby, we've been so long and yeah, no loving that you've been gone. So sweet, so sweet, my mama so sweet. I love you, baby, when you're by myself. I don't want you fooling my ain't no one there. So sweet, so sweet, my mama so sweet. You can go from Carolina, Niagara Falls, nobody can treat you like drinks more. You're so sweet, you're so sweet, my mama so sweet. It's an article of my faith and belief that all creatures live by breathing God's breath and participating in His Spirit. And this means that the whole thing's holy, the whole shooting match. There are no sacred and unsacred places. There are only sacred and desecrated places. So finally, I see those gouges in the surface mine country as desecrations, not just as land abuse,
not just as human oppression, but as desecration, as blasphemy. I still consider myself a person who takes the Gospels very seriously. And I read in them, and am sometimes shamed by them, and sometimes utterly baffled by them. But there is a good bit of the Gospel that I do get, I think. I believe I understand it accurately, and I'm sticking to that. And I'm hanging on for the parts that I don't understand. And, willing to endure the shame of falling short as a price of admission.
They hear my mama's song. If you want to go to heaven and you want to go right, you have to treat your neighbor as you treat yourself. But ain't too many people done that. They done some rough stuff. It says that's my mama's song. If you want to go to heaven and you want to go to right, you have to treat your people as you treat yourself. I put people. If you, I'm going to get that thing right. If you want to go to heaven and you want to go right, had to do your neighbor, had to do you. Hello, have mercy on me. Here you don't bleed, I've been redeemed. You just go, Hannah, have willow. Hello, have mercy on me. If you want to go to heaven and you want to go right, had to do your neighbor, had to do yours. Hello, have mercy on me. Here's my poor mother, she dead and gone. She left me here in fathers. Hello, have mercy on me. That's a cute song. If you want to go to heaven and you want to go right, you have to do your people as you do yourself. But your neighbor, I said people.
The important thing to do is to learn all you can about where you are. And if you're going to work there, it becomes even more important to learn everything you can about that place, to make common cause with that place, and then resigning yourself, becoming patient enough to work with it over a long time. And then what you do is increase the possibility that you'll make a good example. And what we're looking for in this is good examples.
What you want, son? Want your mama? But son, you had to call your mama real live. What you want? Drink of water? Well, son, you had to hoop them before you get a drink of water. Ha ha ha!
Well, we've acknowledged that the problems are big. Now, where's the big solution? When you ask the question, what is the big answer? Then you're implying that we can impose the answer. But that's the problem we're in to start with. We've tried to impose the answers. The answers will come not from walking up to your farm and saying, this is what I want, this is what I expect from you. You walk up and you say, what do you need? And you commit yourself to say, all right, I'm not going to do any extensive damage here until I know what it is that you're asking of me. And this can't be hurried. This is the dreadful situation that young people are in, and I think of them, and I say, well, the situation you're in now is a situation that's going to call for a lot of patience. And to be patient in an emergency is a terrible trial. A lot of my writing, I think, has been, when it hadn't been in defense of precious things, has been a giving of thanks for precious things. So that enforces the art. It's mighty hard right now to think of anything that's precious that isn't endangered. But maybe that's an advantage. The poet William Butler Yeats said somewhere, things reveal themselves passing away. And it may be that the danger that we've now inflicted upon every precious thing reveals the preciousness of it and shows us our duty.
So I peeped through the crack and I looked at at the track, the one that leads back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you.
Two or three things that we haven't been able to confront or even acknowledge politically. One is that the aim of the Industrial Revolution from year one has been to replace people with technology. So it's a little contemptible to hear these people express in surprise at this late date that we have an employment problem. I don't know that there's any politician of visibility who could say that. So it's important for people like me to say it, who have no power. The other thing that we are having trouble confronting, and both sides are having trouble to confront it publicly and speak of it, is the disaster of being governed by the corporations, those fictitious persons. And you're waiting for the day when some politician of stature and visibility will finally say, we can't have this any longer. We're here in Washington or Frankfurt to represent the people, not to be employed or bought by the corporations and to serve them. They're in trouble on two fronts, the big corporations. One is the people like these who are working against them, so to speak, from the inside. And then because their premises are wrong, creation is working against them from the outside. I've been talking for a long time about leadership from the bottom, and I'm convinced perfectly that it's happening, and that leadership consists of people who simply see something that needs to be done, and they start doing it. The ones who are committed, these people. The country, and I think Vandana could tell you, the world is full of people now who are doing what I just said, seeing something that needs to be done and starting to do it without the government's permission or official advice or expert advice or applying for grants or anything else. They just start doing it. Of it is to recognize that agriculture as we are now practicing it involves a highly destructive ratio between people and land. More and more land is being used and used fairly destructively by fewer and fewer people. Used destructively because the fewness of the people implies and requires a dependence on more and more mechanical power and more toxic chemicals.
Thank you.
recommend taking animals out of their confinement and putting them back in...
Putting them back on grass where they belong.
Why?
Because in the first place, it's wrong for people to mistreat fellow creatures, to use them inconsiderately and cruelly. Now, let me say that there is an inescapable cruelty involved in our life. We have to live at the expense of other creatures. Doesn't make any difference how vegetarian we are. We're still displacing other creatures. But the rule in using other creatures, and I mean plants and animals, is to use them with the minimum of violence. In my work, especially in the essays, I've always been trying to construct or lay out, map out the grounds of a legitimate, authentic hope. And if you can find one good example, then you've got the ground for hope. If you can change yourself, if you can make certain requirements of yourself that you're then able to fulfill, you have a reason for hope.
Wendell Berry from his conversation with Bill Moyers on his Hopes for Humanity, taped back in 2013 at Kentucky's St. Catherine College. You can find out more about how you can be active at berrycenter.org. In that set, we heard Elizabeth Cotton with Wilson Ragg, Aljamae Hinton, If You Want to Go to Heaven, Neil Patman, Mama Whoopin' Blues, Elizabeth Cotton, Honey Baby, Your Papa Cares. Del Rey gave us I Thought About You, Elizabeth Cotton, I Don't Love Nobody Now, Georgia White with Grandpa and Grandma, Elizabeth Cotton, Ain't Got No Honey Baby Now. Thank you so much for tuning in. Recorded right here in Atlanta, 1930 for Columbia Records. Lil McClintock, Sow Good Seeds. Happy planting, y'all.
Down in the valley, you're gonna read just what you saw. on the mountain, down in the valley, you're gonna reach.